From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Dave Beck. Peter Steckel is a writer and hiker who lives in West Seattle. One of the places he loves to travel to and hike is the Sierra Nevada Mountains. He was there in the summer of 2007 and made a discovery that he's writing about in an upcoming book called Final Flight. That summer, he was at 12,000 feet.
I stopped and I saw an object which looked to me like a small tree, you know, maybe 4 feet tall, 3 feet tall, that had been killed by the frost. And you see this a lot in subalpine areas in the Sierra Nevada. There's a fungus that attacks the foliage of pine trees that are growing at that elevation when the trees, young trees, are covered with snow. And the fungus, if it gets big enough, will eventually smother the tree and kill it. And the needles get really blackened. And over time, the tree decomposes and begins to hunch over and lean over. And so at first, that's what I thought I was looking at. And when you're at over 12,000 feet in elevation, half of the atmosphere is actually below you. So the air is pretty thin. And when you're young, you don't feel it quite as much, but when you're in your 50s, like I am, you feel the altitude pretty much, and it slows down your thinking. So at first, I thought I was looking at a tree, and all of a sudden, I realized there's nothing up here. There's no grasses, no wildflowers, no sedges, no trees. How could that be a tree? And that's when it sank in that, well, it can't be a tree. It must be a person. And just at that moment, when I had that realization, I saw the sun reflecting off an object, which turned out to be a ring. And at first I thought, well, maybe it isn't a person. Maybe someone had found this ring and put it on a twig of this tree so that the person who lost the ring, you know, you don't want to lose your wedding ring, would be able to come back and find it. And then once again, I thought, no, that can't be. This actually is a person. It has to be one of the people from the crew. And he's wearing a ring.
The crew that Peter's talking about is known as the Lost Airmen. These were four Army air cadets that were flying a navigation training mission over the Sierra Nevada Mountains in 1942. The plane went down. Wreckage was discovered after that, but it wasn't until 2005, more than 60 years later, that remains of the crew were found. One of the set of remains was identified, so there are three remaining crew members that nobody knows who they are. So in 2007, when Peter was hiking up there, he stumbled across one of these three sets of remains. It would take 5 or 6 months before the remains were identified, but word was getting out of this discovery, and Peter one day got a call from Pennsylvania from the grandniece of one of the crew members. His name was Glenn.
She wanted to know what I had seen and wanted to know the whole story. And she was very, very supportive and interested the entire next 5 or 6 months. We would correspond by email and talk on the phone a few times. And she said, well, even if it isn't Glenn, it's just great knowing that somebody is going to find out that it was one of their relatives.
And when the test results came back, they were indeed the remains of Glenn Munn. So she contacted Peter one more time.
She sent me an email and said, well, you are coming to the funeral, aren't you? And up until that time, I had never considered going to the funeral. I thought funerals were places for family and friends, and that I would just be like an outsider or a fifth wheel. And she said, no. We've taken it up with the family, and you have to come, because if you hadn't been there, we wouldn't be having a funeral. And everybody here thinks of you as part of the family, so you are coming.
Peter Steckel had been to several funerals in recent years. His mother died in 2005. His father died in 2006. And his father-in-law passed away in 2007. But this funeral in the Midwest was unlike any that Peter had ever attended before.
There was probably 300 people there. And an honor guard from Fort Knox, he got a 21-gun salute. And I spent the next couple days with the family, with Glenn Munn's sisters, with Debbie Hessler, who was the grandniece who contacted me. And for over 60 years, there'd been this open story, this open book, that they never really knew what happened to Glenn. They didn't know where he was. There had been a symbolic burial for the crew in 1948 at Golden Gate National Cemetery in San Bruno, California, but there were no remains buried there. It was a ceremony. And so now the family finally had the answer to this mystery. And that also made me begin to think of my own family with losing both my parents and my father-in-law, that I always had this idea in my mind that there will always be a time or an opportunity for me to ask these questions of my parents. And then they up and die on me. and there was a real empty feeling in me, and I didn't know what it was. I thought it was lost opportunity. And then I realized at Glenn's funeral that no, it wasn't that. It was a sense of closure, of finally knowing something about somebody you care about.
Since attending Glenn Munn's funeral, Peter Stickel continues to hike up into the Sierra Mountains. He hopes to find the remains of the last two crewmen.
I had 2 years invested in this story on an impersonal level. I was just researching a story. But now all of a sudden, I felt that I was in the story, and it became personal. Having the opportunity to provide the closure for Glenn's family that I couldn't have for mine made me feel closer to my own parents, made me feel closer to the questions that I wanted to ask that I would never get answered now. Well, I could ask those questions about how Glenn and his fellow crew members died. What caused the plane to crash? And I could provide those answers not only to Glenn's family, but to the family of the other three crew members. When I talk about the four boys on the plane, I always think of my parents. It was my parents' generation. These were the people that my parents could have met, could have known.
I spoke with West Seattle writer Peter Stickel. His upcoming book is called Final Flight. Sarah Waller produced this interview. For more information on Peter and his book, and to hear this interview again, go to kuow.org, search for Lost Airmen. I'm Dave Beck, KUOW 94.9.